Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Been a minute on all streaming platforms under Armand Wiggins, okay? And also deposit your check, not the one. We got some songs over there. So if you guys like the music side of me, go ahead and check that out as well, okay? And it's all over your streaming platform. All right. Ready? 8404, you are live on the air and super chat to the top because we will not be here for a long time, all right? Okay, talk to me.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, hi. Well, one, I just wanted to say I'm a really big fan of the show. I'm very happy that you put on the show today. This live. I've been watching the thing. I want to talk about Ice Spice.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, basically Ice Spice and the Nicki look. I'm, like, I guess a fan also of Ice Spice, but my worry is that sort of, like, this huge, like, all this attention that she's getting with very little artist development, I don't think she might, like, is ready. My friends have recently seen her perform, and the things that, like, the comments I've been getting back haven't been that good. So I'm kind of just worried that, like, yes, the songs are there, which we all agree, but is the performance there? And
no, the performance is not there yet.
Yes, so I don't know, I feel like maybe, like, if Nicki could help her with that or something like that, then maybe, I wanted to make that point because I think that she can only go so far how it is now.
I agree. I do think that Ice Spice will definitely have to add a performance element because she's going to become a snooze fest if she doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And just, like, I don't know, the fashion also, like, it's getting there, but it's not fully there. I just feel like she needs a little bit more time. I feel like the whole Met Gala thing, I think maybe she just walked the carpet and then got in her sprinter because it was odd to me also, like, seeing the story. It was like, why are you in the car? They were, like, watching music videos or something. It was, like, something on an Instagram story. So I believe maybe she really didn't go to the Met Gala, like, and not a
yeah. So that's
kind of
what I heard, that maybe she wasn't even there. She didn't go inside.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. But the perception is she was invited by Anna Wintour to the Met as a special guest, but we didn't ever see her inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I think they should give her some time. Maybe let her chill out so that she can, like, ride this into a big success, because even the Taylor Swift look, like, these inauthentic moves that she's not really ready for aren't going to take her very far, if that makes sense.
Yes. Thanks, boo. Okay, let me take another call. Okay, so people are feeling like Ice Spice is happening too quickly. 7317. Let me get it. Talk to me.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just want to say congratulations on all your success. You know, I was
Thank
one
you.
Of the users. I mean, one of the viewers that have been watching you since, you know, back when you and Kenzie Payne used to be those. Yeah, for a long time. And it's crazy seeing this happen, like how big you're getting. And I just want to say, I put a lot of my coworkers on you too. So, and they
Thank
watch
you.
You every day since I've been. So, but other than that, I want to tell you that I just want your opinion about Nicki Minaj. Like, I always, me and my homegirl always have a debate about the evolution of female rappers as they get older. And I feel like they always try to maintain, like, a 20-year-old look or a 20-year-old sound. We all know Nicki Minaj is 40 and, you know, getting older. Do you feel like she's trying to stay, like, in, like, a 20-ish vibe? Or do you feel like, is it possible for a female rapper her age to kind of evolve to start rapping different, looking different? Even with her hair that she had, that she took a picture with Ice Spice recently, she had, like, barrettes in her hair, like, trying to look young. But she's older now. So what's your opinion on that, about females evolving and maturing in rap?
I personally feel like, you know, with the age stuff, I don't know about you. When I'm 40, I'm still going to be dressing like this. I like cool stuff. Like, I don't have to start putting on a church suit and all that. Like, I'm still going to be fly. And so just because you're 40 don't mean that you can't do little bows and do a little pigtail. Like, not like where is that coming from? And I think Nicki Minaj does a really good job of staying relevant. You know what I mean? I don't feel like she's actually 20. She looks like a mature female rapper that with some money and some swag and some sauce. She doesn't look like she's trying. You can tell where she look when people look like they're trying. She looks dope. I think she looks dope. And I think that we're reclaiming back what is old, what is young. Like, you know, you don't have to start. What is she supposed to start wearing? Like a grandma wig now and like, you know, a suit and she can't be sexy. Like, nah, you be sexy till it's over. You feel me? So I think that's dope. And I think you should always maintain your youth or at least a youthful spirit. Like, you don't need to cornball it up. But Nicki Minaj looks very polished in the way that she carries herself. Now, the only thing that I think that as far as like trying to keep up is the twerking and the rolling on the floor is crazy. Now, I don't mind her twerking, but the rolling around on the floor is crazy. But as far as the look, I think her look is fire. I think she's bad. I think that there's nothing wrong with the hair, the color, the choices. Like, I think that women, like, I think that as you get older, you should be able to still be youthful in spirit. Why not?
Yeah. I agree with that. I respect that. And, yeah, that gave me a different look on it. And you're right. Like, if she wants to feel young, then nobody should tell her that she should look old. Like, if she feels young, then she should look young. You're right. I respect that. But one last thing. What happened to the official T-Pain? Are y'all still?
I don't know what's going on with that. So, 6717, you're live on the air. Let me get down to, where is that call at? Girl, I do not see this caller. Okay, you're going to have to put your last four in the chat, love. 3179. 3179.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm here. Okay.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I have a question for you, and my question is, if Nicki Minaj gets to be so picky about, you know, who she works with, how should Cardi B feel considering that people make her the rebound? Like, if I was in Cardi B position, I don't think I would really be feeling everybody, you know, wanting to run to me after they fell out with Nicki.
Well, I think that all comes with Cardi B just putting out more music and putting up more stats. Nicki has more stake, right? This is kind of what we talked about earlier, or we talked about this before. Cardi B, while she's done here, she just simply hasn't done enough of the bigger work to be the number one option in that sense. But she's working on it. Like, this move with, like, Lotto and the Glorilla, and then her putting out her own music and it doing well, then her doing a tour, then her doing some collabs with men, and, like, There's certain things that you have to do to become that person that Nicki has just done.
Right. So Nicki can kind of make that decision. I don't know. I guess I would just feel weird, you know, because it's like Santana just fell out and now you want to post my song and, like, you know, like, it's just a lot. And also I have a point to make about Santana. Basically, like, I've been in Santana's shoes before where you're kind of like the third wheel friend, because he is the third wheel friend of Disney girls, you know. And I feel like it wouldn't be a shocker to me if everything City Girls is because of Santana. She's just getting her stripes very late, you know. But this is her in real life, and the girls have adopted her. And now y'all are the biggest name in the room, and it's really me, you know, but he got to jump through all these loops and be friends here and be friends there, let Nicki play in his face here and there to get respect. Like, I just kind of don't like that.
I identify in that because it's just like, I feel like as a gay man, like, that's what happens all the time. We always get played as second fiddle, especially to women in these situations. You know what I mean? So I just feel like he has it harder because he's gay. Like, even, you know, even doing commentary, like, you know, he talked about how they wanted him to be a co-host for Creisha Please. But the things, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, the thing is, as messy as Creisha is, and y'all call me messy over here, she's messy. Megan James is messy. all these people are messy, but you know, some of these same people won't come to my show because they act like they're so afraid. It's so messy. But Carisha Please is messy as hell. But because she's a woman, you receive it different. Megan James, she does her podcast. She says some of the craziest stuff, throws you up. And it's like, because she's a woman, it's not considered messy. But if it was me or another gay man, it's like, these gay men are just so messy. These men are just messy and always in female business. You know what I mean? So it's a double standard, and we always get looked at like that.
That's very true. I definitely agree, and I see it from your point. But I just want you – I want you to go back and watch that Carisha Please episode with Santana, JT, and Carisha. And I want you to just pay attention to Santana. Like, everybody go back and watch it. When Santana talk, they cut him off. You know, when Santana talking about him, they trying to take it off of him. You know, like, just go back and watch it from Santana point of view. And like I said, I was that person. And maybe it's just we're Libras and we both was with an Aquarius and a Sagittarius. But that dynamic is very, like, we're going to be the third wheel, but we're also the star of the room. And the girls just have to team up to be bigger than us. But we still the biggest, period. You know, along with Santana and all the things that Santana, Santana. But when you are naturally a star, like, you can't help but to take up space, you know, and the girls are threatened. Like, go back and watch it. And I'm going to get off the phone after this, but go back and watch it. They were definitely, you know, taking the spotlight off of Santana a little bit, and he was supposed to be the co-host in that situation. But, yeah, I'm going to let y'all have it. Love your mind. Y'all have a good day.
Love you, too. All right. Let me see. Okay. Well, we don't have no more Super Chats, so let me see. Okay, well, where are we at for time? Okay, I think we're doing good. My spirit is telling me to call it before it gets ghetto, so I'm going to end it here.